This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for March 2017. How did classical music play a part of Fred Astaire's life as an American dancer, singer, actor, choreographer, musician, and television presenter, and what musical instruments did he play? Fred Astaire, at a young age, began studying the piano, accordion, and clarinet. Later, he studied singing and also played the drums. Fred's older sister, Adele, studied dance and voice and was a naturally gifted dancer. Their mother wanted Fred to take dance lessons, too, to be part of, quote, a brother and sister act. Fred at first refused, but began imitating Adele's steps. They began dancing together when Adele was 8 and Fred was 5. Their partnership lasted 27 years. They studied and worked hard. In 1905, the Austerlitz family moved to New York City for Adele and Fred to study at the Alvian Master School of the Theater and Academy of Cultural Arts. Their father, Fritz, settled them in New York City and returned to work in Omaha at the brewery. Their mother, Anne, rented a room for them to live in a local boarding house near the school. They shared a bathroom down the hall with other residents and ate meals downstairs. Their mother, Anne, taught them in the morning grammar, history, mathematics, and geography. At 2 p.m., they would study dancing, speaking, singing, and acting at the Alvian Master School. By 1917, their mother changed their name to Astaire. Anne took Adele and Fred to see the best dance, theater, and musical productions of the day. They saw performances with Ethel Barrymore, Lily Langtry, Anna Pavlova, George M. Cohan, the Ziegfeld Follies, and others. Fred and Adele continued studying and learning tap, waltzes, tangos, ballroom dancing. Their dancing was inspired by Bubbles Sublette, Bojangles Robinson, and Vernon and Irene Castle. When Fred was 14, he took on the responsibility for the music they would use during their show. He was looking for new musical works that they could dance to. At Jerome Remix Publishing Company, Fred met 15-year-old George Gershwin, playing piano, to pitch other composers' song as a song plugger. Fred and George, quote, vowed they would work together in future. Fred and Adele in 1922 did a show called For Goodness Sakes, that had a few songs written by George and Ira Gershwin. They later headlined in George and Ira Gershwin's show, Lady Be Good and Funny Face. Their last show together was The Bandwagon by George Kaufman and Howard Dietz in 1931. The show ran for 260 performances. Fred and Adele starred in 11 musicals together. In 1933, Fred Astaire was in Dancing Lady, his first movie, at RKO Pictures with Joan Crawford and Clark Gable. Astaire appeared that same year with Ginger Rogers in Flying Down to Rio. Other marvelous pictures that Astaire and Rogers worked together in for RKO were Top Hat, Swing Time, Roberta, and the story of Vernon and Irene Castle. Fred Astaire was a marvelously talented jazz pianist. His artistry as a pianist can be seen and heard in his movies From the Fleet, Let's Dance, and I Won't Dance. Fred Astaire as a drummer was ingenious and exceptional. You can see and hear his artistry in his film Damsel in Distress. Fred Astaire was an American dancer, singer, actor, choreographer, television presenter, husband, father, grandfather, and lifelong musician. He died at the age of 88 in Los Angeles, California, on June 22, 1987.